Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book For the Dad Who Wants. Nothing is a humor gift book by Mati Spencer built around the familiar language, habits, and everyday logic associated with fathers. Rather than offering advice, narrative drama, or a structured self-help program, it collects observations that readers are likely to recognize from real family life, the recurring sayings, practical quirks, and stubbornly confident reasoning that make dads feel both predictable and distinctive. The book is aimed at people looking for a light, affectionate, and funny present for a father figure who insists he does not need anything, but still seems to have very specific preferences. Its purpose is less to instruct than to amuse, using shared recognition as the main source of appeal. In that sense, it belongs to the category of humorous gift books that work, because they translate ordinary domestic behavior into a readable, presentable format. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book fits the modern humor gift category. The book sits comfortably within the modern humor gift category, where the emphasis is on quick recognition, theme-driven content, and broad relatability. Unlike memoir, essay collections, or formal comedy writing, this type of book is judged by how well it mirrors a common experience in a compact form. For that reason, the book's strongest trait is not novelty in the literary sense, but clarity of premise. The title alone tells readers exactly what sort of humor they are getting: dad sayings, dad logic, and the habits that make dads recognizable. That directness is useful in retail contexts, where a gift book needs to communicate its purpose instantly. It also helps explain why the book feels accessible to non-specialist readers. There is no prerequisite knowledge, no long setup, and no need to read sequentially. The reader can simply open it, laugh at the familiarity, and move on. That makes the book less about deep reading and more about successful social comedy, which is precisely what many shoppers want from a gift book for fathers. Secondly, why the humor remains accessible across ages. The humor in the book is accessible because it relies on everyday family behavior rather than pop culture references, specialized language, or generational in-jokes. That makes it adaptable to readers of different ages. Children can laugh at the obviousness of the dad traits, while adults can appreciate the accuracy of the observations from a more reflective angle. Older readers may find the humor familiar in a different way, recognizing themselves or their peers in the descriptions. This age flexibility is a practical strength in a gift book, since the recipient may not be reading it alone. It may be shared at home, discussed at the table, or left out for casual browsing. The book's accessible tone also helps keep the humor from feeling dated. Because it focuses on recurring domestic patterns rather than temporary trends, it is less dependent on current references. That increases its staying power in a category that often ages quickly. The result is a book that can remain amusing even when the immediate gifting occasion has passed. Thirdly, why the book is best understood as entertainment with social function. The book should be understood primarily as entertainment, but entertainment with a clear social function. It is meant to make people laugh, yet it also helps the giver communicate recognition, appreciation, and familiarity. That social function is especially important in family gifting, where the object often stands in for a feeling the buyer wants to express. A humorous book like this can say, "I know your habits, I see your routines, and I can laugh with you about them." That message is often more useful than a purely practical gift. It helps explain why the book occupies a stable place in its niche. It is not trying to replace a full greeting card, a thoughtful personal item, or a serious family portrait. Instead, it blends amusement and acknowledgement in a compact format. That makes it especially effective for dads who do not want much but still appreciate being seen accurately. The book succeeds because it gives structure to a familiar relationship in a way that feels light, readable, and socially meaningful. Fourthly, why the book's appeal is rooted in everyday life. The book's appeal is rooted in everyday life rather than fantasy, novelty, or performance. It extracts humor from common routines, repeated speech, and domestic habits that are usually too ordinary to notice. That ordinary quality is precisely what gives the book its strength. Readers often respond strongly to material that describes things they have seen 100 times but never thought to label as a pattern. The book does that labeling for them. By giving shape to ordinary father behavior, it turns small observations into a coherent comedic theme. That makes the work feel both accessible and surprisingly specific. It is not trying to elevate fatherhood into something abstract or idealized. It is documenting the everyday texture of it. For many readers, that is exactly what makes it useful. The book becomes a small mirror of family life, one that is humorous because it is grounded, and grounded because it never loses sight of ordinary human behavior. Lastly, why it distinguishes itself through specificity and tone. What distinguishes the book from similar titles is the combination of specificity and tone. The subject is narrow enough to feel immediately tailored to one recognizable kind of recipient, but the tone stays broad enough to work across different families and age groups. That balance is not easy to achieve in humor publishing. If a book is too specific, it becomes limited. If it is too broad, it becomes forgettable. This title avoids both problems by staying focused on dad sayings, dad logic, and habitual behaviors while keeping the mood warm, accessible, and lightly playful. The result is a book that can function as a joke, a gesture, and a small tribute all at once. For readers, that makes it a dependable and easy choice. For the category, it represents a common but effective model, a humor gift that succeeds not because it is sophisticated, but because it is accurate, readable, and culturally familiar. In conclusion, for the dad who wants, nothing is best suited to readers and buyers who want a light, recognizable, and low-pressure gift for a father figure. It will appeal most to people who enjoy observational humor, family and jokes, and presents that communicate affection through shared recognition rather than sentimentality or utility. The book's main benefit is its clarity of purpose. It turns familiar dad sayings, dad logic, and habitual behavior into a compact comic experience that is easy to give and easy to understand. That makes it especially practical for Father's Day, birthdays, and Christmas, when the challenge is not finding something expensive, but finding something that feels right. Compared with similar humor gift books, it stands out by staying tightly focused on a single family type and by keeping its tone warm instead of cutting. It is less interested in clever wordplay for its own sake than in capturing the ordinary rhythms that many families already know. As a result, it works both as a joke and as a small tribute. Readers looking for deep analysis or instruction will not find that here, but readers looking for a quickly affectionate mirror of dad behavior will likely find it effective and memorable. If you would like to support Maddie Spencer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.